Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Dialogue, and I'm your host, Mahdi. Please stay tuned.
حبيب التائبين يا شهر الصائمين وروحا للمعاني تقيم الوحي فينا
حبيب التائبين يا شهر الصائمين وروحا للمعاني تقيم الوحي فينا.
Today's topic, the holy month of Ramadan and the importance of fasting. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue. Now, the holy month of Ramadan, the month of fasting, has been said by our imams to be a month in which the doors of Allah's mercy are wide open. Every year, when the month of Ramadan approached, the Holy Prophet Muhammad would say, "O Muslims, at the dawn of the crescent of the month of Ramadan, the soldiers of Satan will be bounded, and the doors of the heavens and the mercy of Allah will open." In the month of Ramadan, man can balance his instincts and put his animalistic desires under the control of his mind through fasting. Fasting surely disarms the person's ego. Sometimes a person who fasts has no desire of doing many things, especially in the state of hunger and thirst, for an extended period of time. While it is possible to fast without getting excessively thirsty or hungry, in some countries, fasts performed on long and hot summer days can make one very hungry and very thirsty. In this state of hunger and thirst, man's animalistic tendencies become suppressed to an extent that one is unlikely to desire or have the power of thinking about worthless matters. As is said in some narrations, the Holy Prophet Muhammad used to encourage youths to get married and to fast if marriage was not possible.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين مرحبا بالتائبين مرحبا بالعابدين في صلاة الخاشعين في رحاب الذاكرين رمضان 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 القانتين.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
The fasting of the month of Ramadan is an important pillar of our faith. And all physically fit and mature Muslims are required to fast every day of this month of Ramadan. Fasting is not unique to Islam. It is there in Christianity, in Judaism, even in Hindu and Buddhist tradition. There is this tradition of fasting. However, in Islam, when we talk about fasting, it is more involved in a sense that every day of the month of Ramadan, we have to abstain from dawn to dusk, abstaining from food, even from drinking water. And those who are smokers are not allowed to smoke. At the end of the holy month of Ramadan, we celebrate a very important occasion, which is known as Eid al-Fitr. And this is comparable to Christmas among Christians, for example. And that day is a very major day for us, where all Muslims would gather in their mosques for a special prayer. But in our religious teachings, there is a requirement that before we even go and participate in that special prayers on Eid al-Fitr, the heads of family are required to pay a special charity on that day on behalf of themselves and their family members. That process known as, you know, paying that charity on the day of Eid is just like, you know, after going through the process of fasting for the whole month, it's as if God is now holding our hand, helping us to walk on the path of charity and sharing with others. That maybe now that you have fasted for this long, you know the feeling of the poor and the needy people. And so this is what you have to start. Hopefully, you will continue the tradition of charity. And so when we look at this tradition, you know, it has personal benefits for us on physical level, on spiritual level, but also it's a community issue. This whole sense of gathering, you know, thanks God, all families could have been sitting in their own homes and having their own iftar without any problem. But this whole spirit of community building, where in the month of Ramadan, Muslims gather in the mosques so that they can be part of the community when they break their fast, known as iftar. And, you know, very soon after the prayers, you'll be able to witness and be part of that very beautiful tradition that we have in the Muslim society.
Allahumma Rabb shahr Ramadan.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue. Now, dear listeners, fasting has a direct effect upon speaking. A fasting person does not always have the energy to talk in excess, especially for useless things. Now, bear in mind that many of our problems and even sins are caused by saying things at the wrong time or the wrong place. The Holy Prophet Muhammad once said to a person who asked him for advice, the Holy Prophet said, "Hold your tongue." When the man repeated his question, again the Holy Prophet said, "Hold your tongue." Does anything except the harvest of one's tongue put him into the fire by one's face? And in another narration, Ma'adh ibn Jabal asked the Holy Prophet, "Will we be questioned about our speech?" To which the Holy Prophet Muhammad replied, "Does anything except the harvest of one's tongue put him face first into the fire. Thus, dear friends, with less talking, a more appropriate fast transpires, resulting in strengthening a person's faith and elevating them spiritually to strengthen their faith, which eventually makes one closer to Allah. So, dear friends, in this holy month of Ramadan, remember to keep a close eye on your tongue. Don't say things which will null and void our fast. And if we can succeed in this 30 or so days, then surely we can also achieve victory throughout the rest of the year. And you know, if you feel like you said something hurtful to someone, you disrespected someone, you said something mean, well, always remember to say you are sorry. A sincere apology can go a very long way. Thanks for listening to this special Ramadan episode of Dialogue. We look forward to having you listen to our next episode. Until another time, fi amanillah. God bless you all, and Ramadan Mubarak. في السماء بقربه يحيي العمود نفحاته عادت بنا تعطي تجود بكل جود سيكرمها الوفود من أقبلت ليلا نهارا في صيام في قيام من أدركت فضل الثواني أن سطع